This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It was supposed to be sold for 165 naira per litre official pump price, but people now say they buy for as high as 200 naira a litre. Not from the black market, in case you're mistaken, from filling stations. Approved filling stations. Petrol, its availability, and the continued increase in cost is becoming a problem for many people. In River State recently, we are battling with the queues that you'd find on certain parts of Port Harcourt. Tanker drivers trying to get the product from depots. Well, the report in Public Space says, well, the product isn't really available. And that's some of the things that's been said by a few of the tanker drivers. Regardless, one, they say, sells the product, hence the queue. There's also been complaints from tanker drivers that they do not get this product at the approved government price from depots. I think it was about 140 to 45 naira a litre. Well, my guest will clarify all of these and more for us this morning. If you must know, something that was said by the government itself. This was a statement that came from Mele Kyari, Group Chief Executive Officer of the Nigerian National Petroleum Company. He says that petrol pump price of 170 naira per litre in Nigeria is no longer sustainable. And you'd ask yourself questions like, what has happened to our refineries and why they are not working? Because the cost of refining these products, remember, contributes to the price or the cost. And come to think about it, we had subsidy. Removed, not removed, removed, not removed. We've always gone back and forth with subsidy at different times. Unfortunately, it hasn't really caused the uproar that it used to cause back in the days. But regardless, we are aware that there's still subsidy, even though some of the marketers and dealers in the petroleum sector have said, I don't see what the government is subsidizing, but we've spent trillions of naira subsidizing price of petrol for Nigerians. My big question for you now on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, we'll seek to find out from your locality, where do you get your petrol and how much do you pay for a litre? Would like to know this morning, where do you get your petrol? I saw something very shocking. That was yesterday. It was around the Obirikwere area. I was in the vehicle. We were driving towards NTA Road, right? And I saw a tanker on the side of the road selling petrol. Yeah. The driver was selling petrol to somebody who wanted to put petrol in his car. So the person had jerry cans and he was selling to the person there on the road. Wow. And I said to myself, okay, what is happening? Anyways, my guest today is the chairman of Petroan in River State, Francis Dinkba, who is running late. I would have to apologize on his behalf because of the traffic situation. He called me earlier and said he left his house really early, so he doesn't want my trouble or the trouble of Rivers people. He left really early, but still got held up in traffic. But definitely will be here with us to discuss some of these issues, because at the end of the day, they are the final. They are the ones we interact to. The consumers interact with the most, because we go to the filling stations to buy. All right, so we interact with them the most. We'll just wait and get further information from him. But until that time, where do you get your petrol and how much have you been paying for a litre? We'd like to find out. You can drop your comments on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. You can also drop your comments on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can send me a WhatsApp message on 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. Call me on the number 070-092-3092. 0723. I take that again, 070-0923-0923. Again, the number to call is 070-0923-0923. Where have you been getting petrol and how much do you pay for a litre? Because we know that some of the filling stations are closed. A few of them are closed already. What their reasons could be, well, we don't know. Is it for lack of product? Some people say these marketers are trying to create some Yuletide artificial scarcity so they can cash out and end the year. I don't know why anybody would buy a product and then want to hoard it and not sell, because you might not make money, especially when other people are selling. So what is really the situation? And it's not just in Rivers State. I mean, it's just gradually creeping into Rivers State. The issue's been on in other parts of the country, in Abuja, some parts of the north, Lagos State as well. It's been going back and forth. And eventually, it's arrived here. Various stations across the country, according to reports, say they sell for about 170, 190 to 200 naira a litre. Various parts of the country. And they say this was reached after some sort of subtle agreement. This was according to The Punch. The Punch said there was a subtle agreement between the government officials and oil marketers. Well, we'd have to confirm. But that's what The Punch is reporting. Bob is calling from Iwofe. Bob, good morning. What was that call? Uche from Mboba, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Uche, you're welcome. Talk to me. Good morning.
Yes. It does not just this week. Since last week, I've been buying fuel for 195, 200 naira. If you go to some filling stations like Bobby, they sell at 200. You go to Joras, somewhere near NT, they're selling at 200. But that's not just the worst of it. The worst is that even when you're buying at that amount for a litre, you're not even getting the complete litre. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you go there with a jerry can of 4 liters and buy 4 liters, you measure it and you find out that you're having like 3.5 liters. So it's just a total rip-off. You increase the price, you reduce the quantity. It's not fair. DPR is not doing their job. If this guy were to do their job, at least if you're buying it for 195, we know that it's a liter you're buying, not 0.5 liter, 0.7 liter. It's not fair. At the end of the day, when you buy 4,000 naira fuel, you don't see anything on your bill. We are suffering, no, honestly. It's not
so fair. The last time you bought for 200, is what you're confirming now. And then you're also saying some of the filling stations tamper with their meters.
Yes.
Okay.
When you go, if you want to know, you know, when you check your gauge, you will know, like people that have been using car, you know, when you buy a fuel, when you buy 20 liters, you know where you expect it to get.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you want to be very sure, just go with a 4-liter can. Then it will give you 4 liters. You will now see that, my brother, you have been having about 3.7, it's not even up to 3.6 liters. It's not fair now. Why is Nigeria like this?
All right.
It's like a jungle. You do whatever you want. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to make sure that the right thing is done. Very unfortunate.
All right, let's go over to Ebonyi State now. Okonkwo is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okonkwo, you're welcome.
Thank you. Hear me?
Go on.
That was in September when the petroleum tankers went on strike. And people were asking them to suspend their strike. I made a call that day and I told the people of this state and the nation at large through this platform too, that if they suspend, that within 2 weeks, that another fuel problem would start. And it has started now. Let me go directly to your question. What exactly that is the cause of this particular one now? And the reason, you also asked a question, why have our refineries not been put in order? They don't want to do it. And the reason is so that the citizens will now continue to suffer. Just like as somebody has said that 170 naira per liter is not sustainable. Maybe in his mind, he wants to make it to be 500 or 1,000 naira per liter. so that his wicked mind will be sustained. And this is my first time of living in a country where government now use the citizens to survive. It is no more the citizens using government to survive. So, you also asked a question. I said we should call and tell you how much we bought and where we bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But they see me conclusively. If I tell you how much that I've been buying, what will you do? You can't do anything. Because
well, we might not. I might not be able to do something. But we, Okonkwo, if you can listen to me, my guest perhaps would then have to call his people to order and see what we do, because then we can hold them accountable and say, this is what you are saying, and this is where you bought it from, and this is how much you bought. So we have to now have a conversation with them and the bodies that are in charge of regulating this, so that they look into the situation.
Brother, hear me. Since 1999, have we not been having a discussion with them? And the worst is happening. So we are just here to suffer, but God is with us. Thank you.
All right, Okonkwo, thank you. I think we can continue with the conversation and not really just lose up. Muriel from Akrika, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Efemi.
Yeah, good morning to you.
My concern about this well is that on Wednesday, when they announced that there might be an increase in the price, that Wednesday morning I bought fuel at the rate of 200 naira. And that same station I bought fuel the other day, they sold at 195, was it 195 or 190 thereabouts? So why the sudden increase? Is it that they just bought fuel? This is so annoying. When I went there, I was telling the lady, I said, but yesterday I bought fuel and you sold me at this, and now immediately you heard that there might be an increase. You just increased the price. And you say, fuel has started increasing. So my issue is that, and I now heard of the next day in news that there is just one station.
One depot.
Yes, one depot that just supplying at a body my wharf there, that area. That's because of the deadlock. I said, and I began to ask myself, is it that there are other depots that have and they are holding it? So why are they holding it? Are there no agencies that should checkmate this? Well, is there any issue? Why are they holding it? Is it that there is no this thing at all anywhere, just that depot that has? So I want to find out, are there other depots that have and they are holding it? What is really the issue? Thank you, Dave.
All right, thank you very much. We've been trying to get in touch with the association chairman for the depots in River State, but they've been evading conversation or trying to giving the public correct information, or even incorrect or accurate or inaccurate information. Any information at this moment, people really want to know. And I wonder why such associations or individuals in certain positions for this kind of associations do not give information to the public, because this is what you create. You say you do not want panic buying. You say you do not want people to begin to rush to filling stations because that might cause, you know, some of these filling stations who operate in shady manners to begin to take advantage of the situation. But after saying this, you shy away from giving information to people who need them. You shy away from giving information to people who need them. It's surprising that now that you don't want panic buying, but you do not give people the required information. What stops the depots to come out and say, this is what it is, that is what it is, everybody be calm, give an explanation or say something, as against just being quiet and allow people just assume whatever they want to, and we have the situation we have on ground? Well, let's also bear in mind, not only that the depots are involved, we also have this IPMAN, there's Petron, there's many associations that come together to do this, and then there's the government as well. The NNPC Limited has said, well, 170, it might not even be feasible. The Punch reports that there was some subtle agreement between oil marketers and the government to sell for between or above the official price, to sell for within 170 to 190 naira per litre. Now we're getting reports that people are selling for as much as 200 to 205 naira per litre. Well, let us know where you're buying and how much you pay for it. The conversation continues after now. We'll be speaking hopefully with the Petron chairman in Rivers State, and if time permits us as well, we might get in touch with the Ipman chairman, representative of Ipman, to also hear their inside of the story. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 92.3 Nigeria Info on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do well to be a part of the conversation, and we're trying to find out from you where you have been buying petrol and how much you have been paying for a litre of petrol around your area. We're all aware of the situation, and we're all aware of the situation on ground. And different unions, everybody's been putting different opinions out there, including the government, who has said, well, 170 naira might not be feasible anymore for the country. Ipman, on the other hand, has blamed private depots over the hike in the price of petrol. The Western Zone of Ipman speaking. The chairman of Ipman Western Zone, Alhaji Dele Tajudeen, was the person who made this known. It was according to a report on the Vanguard where he was speaking and condemned the increase and said there had been increase in depot price of fuel from 148 naira 17 kobo per litre to 178 naira per litre since last week. And because the marketers are buying from the private depots at an increased price, they can't sell for the approved price. They have to sell above that. My question now is, who is selling to the private depots, and why are they still selling to private depots if they know that private depots are not selling at the approved price? Shouldn't somebody have this private depot sell at the price they ought to sell? So when you look at the questions involved in this, many questions pointing in too many directions, and serious answers are needed so we can, really say this is where the issue is coming from. As it stands now, people say they are buying for as much as 200 to 205 naira. Well, you can send WhatsApp messages to me at 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You can also do well to call me up on the number 070-092-30923. 070-092-30923. I'll take those again. 070-092-30923. Let's take some of your messages on Facebook now. This one says from Ebiri Omuma. Say at Omuma we buy for 250 naira per litre. That's Stanley. Ekere K's UC says I just got at Con Oil by Bolu East West Road at 205 naira. Okay, this person just had like this one here says this message says, I bought 220 naira at a Berry Links in Owerri. May God save us. This is Umma Olebara. on Facebook. This person says, Ogolo Ibim Clement Daminabo says, Iwo Fair Road and the price 190 Naira. And now it's not uniform. So it's the reason why I hope the Petron chairman is able to get here in time. Well, by the time I spoke to him last, he says he was around the Liuzu axis. So I was expecting that in like 30 minutes should be enough to get here. More messages on Facebook. This one says, okay, I can't. On WhatsApp, the number is 0809-030-6416. Don't forget. So Ip Man condemning the issue. Marketers, well, not unofficially, saying there was a conversation between, reports says, unofficial agreement between federal government and oil marketers to sell at the price that some of them are selling, which is around 170 to 190. So for those who are selling for 200 and 205, the question now is, where are they buying from and why are they selling at that price? Who is regulating the activity of the depots, and who is selling to private depots? If you go to the government-run depots, perhaps it's possible to get at the price that you should. But if that's not the case, who is selling to the private ones? Questions to ask. Hopefully we get some answers while I wait on my guest, the Petron chairman here in Rivers State. Would also try to get in touch with the national chairman, Billy Gillis Harry, for the association. He's speaking with us via telephone. Mr. Harry, good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Good morning, Nigeria.
Yes. So, I'd like to hear from you, Petron's position in all of these issues. The price of petrol in Rivers State and other parts of the country, we've heard reports of people buying for as much as 190 Naira to as high as 200 and 205 Naira, with 170 Naira being the minimum. What really is the situation and what's happening?
First of all, thank you for having me. And just to let you know that Petron as an association is geared, is our policy drive is to ensure that there's efficiency of petroleum product service delivery to the end users and to even the industries. What is happening is that petroleum product is not sourced and got as is supposed to be. We do not have our depots, like Indemay, for instance, in Port Harcourt, that is functioning to supply petroleum products to retail outlet owners. So in order not to allow people to suffer from adulterated products or, you know, product mixed with water and all that kind of thing, and also pay about 350 to 400 per liter. But retail outlet owners are sourcing genuine petroleum products from different sources. And because the cost of landing is different from station to station, the prices are also not going to be same. That is why you are seeing differences in different prices.
So you're saying,
if we're,
You're saying that there isn't product at the government depots, is that what you're saying? Or there's no product available?
Yeah, the government depots don't have petroleum products at this time.
So it's...
We're only buying products from private depots.
Who sells to private depots?
Well, somehow the source of the products in collaboration with NNPC. And don't forget, NNPC is now a private limited liability company also.
So the government cannot source the product with the NNPC, but private depots can?
Well, the process is very complex and complicated.
That we understand. But yeah, my question is, sorry to interrupt you, if private depots can source for this product working with the NNPC Limited and they get it and sell at the price that they do, why can't the government also get the same product working with the NNPC Limited so that people can buy at the normal pump price?
If you go to any NNPC station, you will discover that you buy petroleum products at the minimum price of 174. And some of them who don't have the product directly, even though the NNPC stations, they'll be selling much higher than that. So even from the NNPC filling stations now, you cannot get product that was 165. So that is the reality. The dollar cost to Naira, the dollar exchange rate to Naira is a major issue. All the shipping charges from Lagos to Port Harcourt to Warri to Calabar, they are all denominated in the US dollar. And as you can see, dollar is fluctuating massively, very, very rapidly. Yesterday, it was sourced at 735 there. In previous days, it was sourced at much higher. So that is the truth of what is happening. And if we say, let's fold our hands, then there will be no other station will be wet. All stations will have to keep saying, oh, let's wait until BPMC and NPC gets products and supply to us. But that's not the spirit. We have to try to make sure that we work hard to source for products and make sure that our stations are wet and we can sell to the public. At least at a price much, much better than the black market, which you buy about 3,500 to 4,000 per 10 liters. So that is the reality.
All right, Mr. Harry, thank you very much for the information and sharing your short time with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, we just spoke with the national chairman, Petron, Billy Gilly Harris. But while we were having that conversation with him, the River State chairman of Petron arrived in the studio. I know we don't have a lot of time, but we'll do the best that we can. Mr. Francis Dinkba, you're welcome.
Yeah, Rivers people, we are really very sorry. We left our home, let me say precisely, we left GRA Junction at about minutes to seven this morning. Mm. Everywhere is just locked. And as I speak to you, I had to park my car somewhere and run down to the station because of the love of Rivers people and because of the love of Petron.
All right. Now he's retorting us. But then let's accept your apology.
Please do.
And let's cut to the chase because we're already running out of time.
Yes.
We heard the national chairman give his...
National president.
National president, I beg your pardon, of the association speaking with us shortly. What is the situation like here in Rivers State? What is really happening?
Precisely what is happening in River State now is following what is happening in the nation. There is no enough product circulating in River State.
But that's not what the government says.
What we are saying is, you ask me what is happening now. As I speak to you, the only depot that is loading out now is Dozie. That is somewhere around Abonnema Wharf. That is the only depot loading out. And this depot that is loading out is not loading out only to Rivers people. It's loading out to everybody that comes from any part of this nation to come and buy fuel in Rivers State or Port Harcourt. So it's paying for the product. We're not even talking about price. My national president, I've talked about pricing. Talking about the logistics of procuring is another thing. You pay for product, for example, you enter line. It takes you like 1 week to be able to load. When I was coming, I was listening on the station and somebody said he just bought fuel, and by the time he went there, the price changed. If you manage to load one truck, up to 3-4 stations can share that one truck, maybe 10 or 11,000 or 15,000 liters. And once they sell it off, they are waiting for another truck. So it takes the order period has been truncated.
So the fact that
the order quantity and the order levels, everything has been truncated. And so it's affecting distribution.
So are you saying that the price is not certain? If you buy from the depot at the selling price now, when you go back the next time to buy, it might not be at that same price.
If you buy, like if you bought last week and you shared it, maybe 11,000, and you're selling, and you went, the truck went back to queue, and it took the truck another 1 week to come back. Probably that 1 week coming back happened to be when you sold off that one. Definitely it came back on a different price. And so the retailer will change the price based on the new stock that have come in. But people think they change the price on old stock. They just bought this morning. In the afternoon, it has changed. He bought this morning, maybe that's the closing stock. And maybe later in the day, the new stock came in that they shared, distributed, maybe it's little quantity into various stations. Petron is trying to make sure that fuel gets into the state. So Petron is even the forefront of trying to procure this product and distribute amongst...
What about for those people who are saying, we're not bothered about how much we're buying, but then the meters are being tampered with?
Good. That is the area of interest. We are working closely with the relevant government agency, that is the weight and measure, to ensure that the meters of members of Petron in River State are put at where government has requested it to
Mr. Dinkba, you have been working closely with this association.
Yes.
Ever since we have this conversation.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is that
we're yet to see people being apprehended.
If you go to
this.
Yes, people are, we apprehend people. The Petron ourselves, we apprehend people. We caution our members. And sometimes we sanction them. So if any member of... Some of the stations are not Petron-compliant member stations. And if a station is not Petron-compliant, the station can do anything, can do any shabby deal. That is why any Petron-compliant station, we put our sticker and our emblem on that station so that you know it's Petron-compliant. If you go there and find anything that is untoward, you call the number of Petron that is on that stick on that station. We are doing our best to give Rivers people the best, and we will not stop... At all.
Who is selling to the private depot that has product now?
NMPC.
So who is then selling to the government depots?
NMPC.
So why does only the private depots have the product and the government depots don't have?
That is the question for NMPC logistics. Sometimes they were saying they take product to their own state depot, and if they take 10,000 liters, to this, for example, before they finish, the account that their staff will account for them will be 5,000. They will have shortage. What happens to the other one? Nobody, they and they alone, know what happens. So it is cheaper for them to send to private depot and collect their money. That's what they are saying. They're sending to their own depot. But we are saying, Petron members are saying, NMPC, bring this product to government depot and hand over certain quantity to Petron. Say, Petron, we have brought 10 million liters. We are giving you 10 million liters. Or Ipman, we are giving you so million liters. And then allow us to take responsibility for the loading out. The product will be complete. That's what we are saying, to help the people. You must not send all the product to the private depot. Send some product to the government depot.
How much is the approved price to sell for lifting from depots? How much is the approved price?
Well, right now, just like my national president said, it's no longer an issue of talking about
We know now with the situation, but then originally, then, what should be the price?
Originally, it should be in the neighborhood of 140-something or thereabout, or less than that, so that we could sell
165.
130-something, we'll sell 165. But as we speak, it was no longer like that. So even the NMPC boss himself have come out to say it is no longer realistic that they are looking at 178 or thereabout. Mm. And you're looking at 178 or thereabout. When it gets to private depot, how much are they going, how much are they selling? They sell differently too. And at the end of the day, as I speak with you, for you to load out product from private depot in Port Harcourt,
yes,
here, you are getting to the neighborhood of 200 naira. How much will the retailer sell? It's just a vicious circle. Even as I speak with you, we are not comfortable with this situation. We want a permanent situation. Retailers want a permanent situation. Because if you see most of your callers, they say some of us are hoarding. Some of our members are hoarding to cash out. What are we going to hoard for? There is even no product to hoard, not to not to talk about. When three, four filling stations will share one truck.
So if you're saying there are no products, why is the government then saying that there are enough products?
You ask to the eyes of the reverse man. I'm speaking to the eyes. The government may have their reason. I may have their information why they are saying. But we are saying what is before our own eyes. So nobody, we are not sure that any member of Petron is hoarding. They are not hoarding. They can't even hoard.
Let's take a
banks,
few messages.
Banks will not even let them to hoard because of their fund.
Let's take a few messages. The price of petrol at most stations in Imo State is 220 naira. This is even more painful and pathetic. The federal government... The federal government should stop this exploitation of Nigerians. Emeka Duroso from Aweri sent me that message. This one says... this one says, your guest is likely not going to come to your studio because himself is... Well, he's here now, so now you see. This one says...
You see, that is the problem. They keep misunderstanding. I was in traffic for more than 1 hour, and they say, we're not coming to the studio.
This person says, good morning, please. I don't like what your call screen is doing to me. Hey, apologies. This person says, I bought fuel yesterday evening at 210 naira per litre at Air Force Junction at Bar Road Christian. Another person here says, this is very pathetic. Why can't the government help our citizens as they promised us? How can people be suffering like this? We talk and talk here. The government is doing what they like. This person says, I traveled to Benue State and Taraba State last week, bought for 250 naira, came back to Port Harcourt and I'm buying 190 at Woji. Boniface from Woji sent me that message. Another one on WhatsApp says, I bought at 179 at NNPC in Abar, on Abar Road, close to road safety. This person says, yeah, in Abloma Road, I do buy a litre of petrol for 195 naira. About filling stations in Amadiama roundabout have stopped selling. So the one selling around here sells for 195. Timothy sent in that message. There's still a lot more messages to take. And perhaps we'll find some sort of arrangement. I would really want to hear from Ip Man. If time would permit us, that's just the point. Like, if time would permit us to also hear from any Ip Man representative, that would be very good. So we'll just try to get in touch with a representative of Ip Man so we also get their own perspective to this situation and hear what they have to say about this. How long, Mr. Dinkba, should Rivers people expect to be in this situation?
As long as the federal government have not certified and provided enough product for circulation or have not handled the issue of price very well, mm-hmm. issue of subsidy, they have not handled it. The issue of repairing refineries, our refineries working, they have not handled it. As long as these things are still hanging, man, I can't say for now how long this problem will be. But temporary solutions could actually come.
All right, Dr. Obele, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, it's Nigeria Info, Ifeemi Andrews speaking with you. We know you're a representative of Ip Man. What's the situation?
No, I'm not the representative. I'm the executive chairman of Ip Man Rivers.
We are aware of the court situations you have, so we don't want to take any sides on that until the court gives a final decision on your leadership status. But for now, what's most important is the situation on ground for Rivers people and what the position of Ip Man is concerning it. Unfortunately, we might not have all the time in the world. So if you can, just in a minute, tell us what is happening and from Ip Man's perspective, how are we going about it?
Okay, let me start by first greeting my brother in your studio, and I would say he has done well to the question. Yesterday, MD of the PMC... Hello?
Go on, yeah. You have 1 minute.
Go ahead.
Okay, I say yesterday, the MD of PPMC did a conference call with all the national leadership of Ip Man, and I was privileged to be there. He made us to understand that what is happening right now is a nationwide phenomenon, and it's called a supply gap. The total quantity that they should ordinarily be importing to the nation, they were unable to meet up, and hence they asked us to apologize to the people. And we tried to confirm from them what is the reason. And they explained to us, as at yesterday, that the landing cost of PMS is gradually going ahead of their benchmark. That benchmark was put at 260 naira per liter. And as at yesterday, landing cost of PMS was close to 417 naira per liter. Hence, they are importing from the international market. And they are yet to get approval to close that the landing cost. and states are not importing states for the fact that the landing cost has risen. That's why we are seeing this. But it's quite unfortunate that this is coming close to the festive period, and from our projection to run to February, March next year before they will get approval for that.
Thank you very much, Dr. Obele, for your time. We really have to wrap things up here now. We don't have a lot of time on our hands. We wished you were here earlier, but then certain situations led to this particular moment.
Well, whichever. Well, let me just say summarily to reverse
10
people.
Seconds.
10 seconds. Please, I beg our reverse people, I beg everybody doing business in Rivers State, that the only temporary solution from us, the masses, to this situation now means buy what you need. Do not stock. We are entering into dry season. It is dangerous for you to do so.
All right. Thank you very much. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. That's Francis Dinkpa, Petron State Chairman. Have a great day.